Yes, welcome back to Morning Glory. Award-winning Aussie mobile plans from just $20. Australia's most satisfied customers, NBN from just $59. Boys, before we move on to Michael Maguire, just quickly, Dally M's at the moment, three-way chance. Six rounds to go. Nathan Cleary is leading, but only from point to Tom Trbojevic. Shortly behind him's Cody Walker. That's really, really tight.
Yeah, but Nathan, he will hit the iceberg, as we say here.
Yeah, he gets injured, yes. Injury. Yes. Well, I'd have, if I was doing a market, I'd say Nathan about $5 because, in fact, he gets injured. When he comes back, their form's a little scratchy. Tom, I'd have $1.25 because the reason I'd have it that is because not only does he go on a great winning run, but every time you play, at the end of the game, you just go, he was the best player. And Cody, I'd have about $3.
Can I get on with Cody?
You like Cody?
Yes.
Well, the reason
I'd have a schooner on it.
Deal. Cody, the reason I have Cody at $3
I
is,
want to get three.
Mate, he's been absolutely outstanding. The only thing is in a side where players have been equally as outstanding. People like Latrell. So.
But he also had a month longer than, because Tom missed the first month.
Yes, he is. But where it sits at the moment, it's interesting. Ben, you're just looking happy there.
I think Tommy should win it.
Tommy should win. Being a manly man.
Being a manly man, mate, he's dominated every game he's played in. And he has the games at the end, I know, I looked at it, Tommy, I think, scores about three games where he scores hat-tricks.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that Bulldogs game where he was below his best, but he still scored a hat-trick in the second half.
And then same with the Cowboys, you know, Manly were in the fight.
I think he should. I'm just not saying he just mightn't. That's
you're very negative towards Tommy.
I love Tommy. Yeah, love Tommy.
Mate, when did you?
I drafted him before.
When did you become a hater, Webby? It doesn't suit you, mate.
Very negative today, Webby.
Yes. Yeah, I'm going to write a letter.
All right, let's go. Tigers. We've done enough of that in the last 6 months.
Now, Michael Maguire basically had his head in the guillotine, but it missed. Boys, the soap opera. Now, is it was entry? Kent said on NRL 360 that apparently while Madge was addressing the powers that be over Zoom, they had the termination statement under the table.
So
that's it. Yeah.
Well, look, as it was explained to me, they had two versions. They had gone and staying. So that just shows you how unclear they were about whether Michael Maguire should stay or not.
Webby should not have had either. Surely they could have just gone, you know what, let's stay.
So this is my read on it, right? Yep. So the club's trying to say, oh, it all came down to a 90-minute Zoom meeting that he saved his job. Please. Really? It must have been some speech, some Churchillian
speech.
Like
to have it as my manager.
To me, it says to me that the fact that they had those two statements ready to go and the fact that that certain factions in that club have been gunning for Michael Maguire for the last few months, particularly the last few weeks, the leaking of some of the stories to try and put all those years of dysfunction at the Tigers all on poor old Madge, which he's got to wear some of the blame. He's a coach. But to wear all of it is just wrong. And then when it came to it, they just didn't have the numbers on the board to get it done. So that just...
Who is Madge's biggest supporter?
I think that's pretty hard to tell.
Yeah, right.
I reckon Wes Ashfield, they have the balance of power on that board in terms of directors. I would be surprised if they were prepared to pay $750,000 for a payout of one year salary. Mm. But he obviously had enough support there. As opposed to certain other people on that board that wanted him gone.
Any idea what he said, Madge?
I don't, actually. Mm. It must have been...
He must be a real sweet talker.
Yeah. Stand, move over Anthony Robbins.
Yeah.
Where's Ashfield at? Is that out near Campbelltown?
Mm.
Yeah, it is.
Can they just base themselves out there? Can they be...
What about Balmain?
Well, they've got to find a home, wherever it is, whether it's Balmain or Campbelltown. They play in three different places. Well, they play at Bankwest. Well, they've got to find a home ground.
They're building a centre of excellence there. I've said it again.
Concord.
Concord. Yeah, they're building it there. So
Have they taken the scaffolding down yet?
No,
they've got to
they
say
haven't.
When they showed it on the doco.
Tiles are tight. It was an unusual moment when they called everyone in. We've got the families, the the top 30, we're all here. We're going to go and have a look at the centre of excellence and where it's at. And I'm thinking, oh, this will be interesting. And it was just rubble and scaffolding.
Ta-da!
I went to cut to Ronnie Palmer and you see Ronnie.
It's a bit of a metaphor there, don't you think?
Yes, yes.
The unveiling of rubble.
Cameron Serraldo's situation. Spoke to Serraldo last week on a completely different matter. And I touched him. I said, you know, Tigers. And he said, I will absolutely not talk to the Tigers while ever Madge is the coach, still the coach. And he said, and secondly, I will not talk to the Tigers while ever Penrith's in this competition. But
He's on a good thing at
he's
Penrith.
He's on a good, absolutely.
And he's like Craig Fitzgibbon, the next in line of the assistant coaches.
I agree.
He can wait. He can sit and wait. He doesn't have to clutch at whatever comes up.
No,
right now.
Like maybe not grab the Tigers now. Maybe you know. Maybe it might be his in 2 years' time.
I hope it works out for Madge. As I said, as the head coach, he's got to take a lot of the blame for the way things have happened in the last 3 years. But he shouldn't be wearing all of it.
No, definitely not.
And getting rid of the coach is just gonna is not going to erase some of the bigger problems up the food chain at that club. Mm. But I do think it was wrong, the campaign to try and get rid of him. I mean, he's survived several reports that he was gone, and he's still surviving. So I just think it's wrong that he's been lumped with all of the blame when it's clearly more than that.
Well, the Zoom in, it was like inevitable. They just basically said, well, he's about to address the board, and they're about to tell him he's gone.
Do you think they make the eight next year?
No. I can't see it.
And I think he's under the acid for the first 2 months, don't they? If he doesn't string some wins together, then... Yeah. He's going to go. Sheens comes in. It's gone from a role of being a floating role. Mm. It was a floating head of football to now a head of football.
Now they're talking Flenner. And Shane Flenner getting
coming in as what? As an assistant?
There's discussions about that I believe that the Tigers would like that. Now Madge, one of the things about Madge, he's totalitarian. He likes...
He didn't want Sheens there apparently, so he's going to go with Flenner looking over his shoulder.
Yeah, it's interesting. What about... I mean, the thing about it is something's got to change there.
It does.
Something's got to change. And I don't know how they turn over the roster because they're saying they'll release this bloke, that bloke. We go, okay, who are you going to get in?
They'll have to pay ridiculous overs
they
to get someone there.
Way too structured. They're playing a style of footy the Melbourne Storm played five, 6 years ago.
Yep.
Scrap it, play simpler, which will help Luke Brooks bring Dane Laurie more into play, but they need to simplify the way they attack.
Joey, and if you look at the teams that really struggled this year, the teams, look, there were some sides that finished in the bottom half of the competition, but you'd say they met expectations, or some sides even bettered them. The sides that were really horrible, their biggest fault was the fact that they have not adapted, haven't been smart enough to adapt to the ways the way the game has gone is they are playing so structured and it is so predictable. And you just see it, all the shapes and structure, you see it come from a mile away.
They defend all these plays at training.
Yeah.
So they know what's coming. That's the thing.
What do you think?
I could talk to three in the Arvo, but
in terms of a player, in terms of recruiting, what do they need?
What don't they need? I'll tell you what they need.
They've got two players in the back line, you know, the spine. They've got Dewey and they got Dane Laurie at fullback. Moving forward, I think both of those players potentially could be rep players. Brooks, they need to get the best out of Brooks. How they do that, I don't know. They got that young guy Simpkin coming in at dummy half, whether he's the answer or Jacob Little's the answer. Yeah. But
they've got some excellent young forwards. That's one.
They have to find a Dale Finucane,
but
a young Dale Finucane, a 20, 21-year-old who will do that much work in the middle, will clean up all the errors the other forwards miss, but they've got to go and find the young Dale Finucane. And they're out there.
And then they need to buy immediately. They've got to find a leader. They've got to find a leader who can be a conduit between the coaching staff and the players, a leader who can get the players going, a leader who can teach the young forwards how to prepare, a leader who can give players practical learning when they're out on the field. Then as Joey said, they need a new system of play. I was talking to a bloke recently about, he's like, mate, if you're doing, you know, about football, and he was explaining his philosophies, and I said, mate, it's too complicated. I said, if you're coaching a football side, you should be able to explain your principles of play in a minute. And then, mate, listen to some of the teams, right, Webby, they'll get there and they'll have this really complex game plan, but then they'll change it every week. Oh, we're playing Penrith this week, so we'll do this. where the Melbourne Storm can do that. The core of how they play doesn't change, but they do little adjustments, right? Playing Momorowski this week, he doesn't like to do that. We'll adjust. But that's the top-end team. Mm. And they don't change that a lot. It's just little bits. Where some of the bottom teams, you saw, they play a completely different game plan week in, week out. And they're wondering why they're getting beat week in, week out.
Is that like the Knights?
I wouldn't say, no, I don't think the Knights change so much every week. I think that they've got to loosen their attack, but there are some sides out there that every week they throw out the game plan and come up with a new one.
Gotcha.
And, mate, even the best sides can't do that. At the core of the team, at the core of the attack, has to be a primary principle you don't move away from. Agree with that, Joey?
Yes.
Sorry to wake you up.
Present.
Well, mate, yeah. It feels like we talk about this every week.
But you're not in here every
week. Simpler,
weekend.
I know. That's simpler right. The better. Yeah, simpler the better.
Let's agree on that. We're going to take a break coming up soon. Joey's Masterclass.